B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. That's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H. I want A plus English.
Hi everybody, welcome to A plus English. I'm Kat.
I'm Mike.
And today we are talking about something called tipping. Tipping what? Tipping over a glass of water?
No, not knocking something off balance. Yes, things can tip, especially when they're tall and sort of narrow. You can hit them and they might tip over. But that's not the tipping we're talking about here. This tipping is an extra amount of money that you give to people who have done service jobs for you. We might tip a waiter or a waitress in a restaurant after a good meal. You might tip someone in a hotel who carries your bags for you. Some people might tip a taxi driver if they provide a very good, safe ride. And of course, you might also tip someone who does any little job for you just because you want to be polite and show that you appreciate all their work. But in some parts of the world,
like here,
tipping is much less common than it is in other parts of the world where it's almost necessary. So knowing where you are and the culture of tipping in that place can be very important.
So let's go ahead and go to our article with Simon and Lucia today to find out about their culture shock around tipping.
Culture shock!
To tip or not to tip?
Simon and Lucia are just finishing a meal in a restaurant.
That was yummy.
I'll get the bill.
Simon looks at the bill.
It's 683 NT dollars, so that means the tip is...
Simon tries to think.
I hate maths.
Remember, we don't tip in Taiwan.
Right. I always forget.
But in many restaurants, there's often a 10% service charge. Look.
Lucia points at the bill.
Oh, I see. But it's still really cheap to eat here.
The tip is more in the US and Canada, too.
Lucia remembers paying a bill in Canada. She's taking lots of money out of her wallet.
I should eat at home more.
The memory ends.
This service charge isn't really a tip, though. The money typically goes to the boss.
That's not really fair. Should I leave some money?
If you do, the staff will give it back.
Word power!
Yummy. Yummy. Jonas made a yummy dinner of beef noodles. Everyone enjoyed it very much. Jonas made a yummy dinner of beef noodles. Everyone enjoyed it very much. Boss. Boss. Frank was a waiter here before, but now he's the boss of the restaurant. Frank was a waiter here before, but now he's the boss of the restaurant. Fair. Fair. My brother watches TV, but I have to wash the dishes. It's not fair. My brother watches TV, but I have to wash the dishes. It's not fair. Leave. Leave. Leave, left, left. Jacqueline left her cat with her friend before she went on vacation. Jacqueline left her cat with her friend before she went on vacation.
认识词汇
Typically Staff
All right, so our article starts out today by saying that Simon and Lucia are having their, you know, scenario. So we're finding out where they are. It says they are just finishing a meal in a restaurant. So they've gone out to eat, they're having a delicious meal, and they just got done eating. So their food is being taken away. And Lucia says, ah, that was yummy. Yummy. So that's our first vocab word for today. Actually, our first word power word is yummy. It's an adjective spelled Y-U-M-M-Y. Yummy. Let's find out what that means. Okay, so yummy. This word means delicious and means that the food that you just had tastes really good and makes you make a sound kind of like yum or mmm, which is like a happy eating sound. You probably make this when you eat good food. And if we say food is yummy, it's like an informal way to talk about the food being good. So an example sentence of this might be, Jonas made a yummy dinner of beef noodles. Everyone enjoyed it very much. So that means that Jonas made a dinner of beef noodles. The beef noodles were very delicious. They tasted good. They were yummy. Jonas made a yummy dinner of beef noodles. Everyone enjoyed it very much.
All right, then at this point, Simon, he says, I'll get the bill. Well, that's very nice of him.
Yeah, definitely very nice of him.
He's going to get the bill. We could also say, I'll pay the bill, or you might even say, I'll pick up the bill. Whatever you're doing it to the bill. And the bill is basically the list of all of the things that you bought at that place, generally the food you ordered, if we're talking about a restaurant, as well as the price of all the things and the total that you owe to pay for your food and your drinks and all those other things. That's the bill. Sometimes we also call that the check. I'll pick up the check, I'll pay the check, or the bill. All right, so let's move on. Next, what happens?
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, Simon says he's going to pick up the bill, so of course he has to look at it, and that's what he does. He looks at the bill. Simon says, it's 683 NT dollars. So that means the tip is, and he starts doing some math in his head. He starts thinking really, really hard. But now we're getting to this word tip, which is what our article is all about today. Here it's a noun, later we're going to see it as a verb. And like Mike said earlier, a tip is some extra money that you give to the person who's doing a service for you. In this case, they're going to give it to their server, the person who was giving them their food, making sure they had their drinks refilled, all that sort of thing. And that tip is money that the server gets to keep. That's really nice. So in the US, the UK, Canada, right? Tipping is expected. You should do it when you go to a restaurant. But here, I think it's not.
In Taiwan, it's not so common. Sometimes they add a little bit to your bill, but in other places, you have to do that yourself. You have to figure out the number that is appropriate or that is a good tip. So that's kind of what we see happening next. It says, Simon tries to think. So he's busy thinking, he's using his brain, and at this point, he says, I hate maths. Yes. Well, if you're adding numbers, doing multiplication, figuring out percentages, things like that, you are doing maths, math, or mathematics. We can probably guess this was written by a British person.
That's right.
Because, yeah, in the UK, they say maths. All right, but that's the same as when in North America, or I think more commonly in Taiwan, we would say math. It's all mathematics. It's all figuring out numbers by using other numbers.
Right, so the only difference between the British one and the North American one is that you take the S off if you're in North America.
Right.
Okay, so he hates maths because he has to figure out this tip.
Right.
But Lucia tells him, remember, we don't tip in Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness, he doesn't have to do any math.
Right, so he doesn't have to figure this out. The bill is just what it says. He doesn't have to leave any extra money. So that saves him from doing the math, and he also is thankful that Lucia has reminded him that in a different country, they do things in a different way. So that's why he says, right, I always forget. You know, you're correct. You're correct, Lucia. We don't tip here. And he points out that he always forgets that in Taiwan, it's different than in other places.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when I was new here, I also used to forget not to tip. How about you?
No, I kind of, yeah, no problem.
Well, it's good. I mean, if you can forget something sooner that's a big thing you have to do, then I guess it's a better thing than having to remember it all the time. All right, going back to our article, Lucia says, but in many restaurants, there's often a 10% service charge. Look. So Lucia points at the bill that Simon's holding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And when she says service charge, this is almost like a tip, but it's not a tip. It's extra money that's added to your bill. You don't have a choice for it. You can't decide to pay it or not. It's part of the service. And usually that money doesn't go to the servers directly. It goes to the restaurant.
All right. Well, Simon now, he understands how things are done differently in Taiwan. And so that's why he says, oh, I see. Now, he's not actually looking at something here. He's just saying, oh, I understand. I get it. It makes sense to me. In other words, what you explained, I get it, I understand, I see. But then he adds, but it's still really cheap to eat here, all right? Yeah, with the service charge of 10%, sure, the bill is a little bit more, but even with that extra amount, he's kind of noticing that in general, in Taiwan, it's much cheaper to eat in restaurants than it is in many other places in the world. And I think Lucia would agree with that, too.
Yeah, yeah. So because she says next, the tip is more in the U.S. and Canada, too.
Yeah.
I think usually where I would go to eat, I will tip 20%. How
okay.
about you?
15 is sort of the accepted lower number, but you can go to 20 or even higher if you think the service was really good. But yeah, 15 to 20.
Yeah, 15 to 20
is a safe number to add on as a tip. So that's kind of what we see them thinking about life back home, or you know, the way things were done outside of Taiwan before they came here. And so we see that Lucia remembers paying a bill in Canada. She's taking lots of money out of her wallet, of course, because if you're tipping, you will need to pay extra. You will need to take more money out of your wallet to
cover that
tip. And then she says, I should eat at home more. Oh, okay. Well, this is definitely true if you're in Canada or the U.S., where restaurants can be expensive. But in general, yeah, eating at home can save you some money. They say it's healthier, too, right? You can control things in your food. But you certainly don't have to tip at home unless you want to give yourself a tip. Good job, me. Thanks, me. Here's extra money, me.
Or thanks
very
Mom.
Much, me. Yeah. You could tip your mom, but I wouldn't start doing that.
Nah, I wouldn't either, because then she'll say, hey, where's my tip?
Yeah, right? You'll be doing it for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh. All right. So in our article, of course, Lucy's been remembering a time that she was in Canada, and it was very expensive to eat out, and she had to tip a lot more, and she wished she'd eaten at home. But she says, now, this service charge isn't really a tip, though. Yeah, like we mentioned, it's not the same thing as a tip. So we had this word, though, at the end of the sentence. And this is an adverb. Sometimes it can function as a conjunction, but here it's an adverb. It's kind of like, however. You could also substitute, the service charge isn't really a tip, however. It can go at the middle or at the end of a sentence to just show that while you might think it might be true, it's not actually true. And so we're contrasting this information with some information from a previous sentence talking about tipping.
All right. So we're going to find out about the service charge, how it is a little bit different from a tip. And so Lucia continues by saying the money typically goes to the boss. That's a good point. When you leave a tip, often you give that money directly to the server, to the waiter or waitress, and they certainly will see it. But if it's all added in, well, maybe the money doesn't go to them, it just goes to the restaurant or the boss, the manager, the leader of the restaurant. And this is what typically happens with a service charge. When we use this word typically, it's sort of saying usually or normally. When things go the way they often go, the way we expect them to go, there's nothing strange or weird or surprising here. It's kind of what you expect. So, you know, we might say in Taiwan, it's typically very hot during the summer, right? Mm-hmm. It's rare to have, or almost impossible to have a day when it's less than 20 degrees, and usually it's over 30 degrees, and that's normal. That's what you expect. So that's typically what the weather is like.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had this word boss. Yes, as I mentioned, the boss is like the leader of the restaurant or business. Boss is spelled B-O-S-S. B-O-S-S, boss, and it's a noun. Now, bosses come with many different titles, the manager, the team leader, the supervisor, but basically it's the person who is above you at your work, the person who tells you what to do, the person who yells at you when you make a mistake, the person you have to ask if you want to leave work early or do anything like that, because they're the one who's in charge. They're the one who is the boss. We can use this for men or women, and it's a slightly not formal. It's a kind of a casual term. So you might say that to your friend, oh, my boss yelled at me today. But it would never be on the business card. There they would probably use a word like manager or supervisor. But basically a boss will be at the top and the workers will be below. The boss tells the workers what to do. The workers go and do it. For example, Frank was a waiter here before, but now he's the boss of the restaurant. Frank was a waiter here before, but now he's the boss of the restaurant, probably the manager. And there they were mentioning how this service charge usually goes to the boss. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not using go to like I'm going to the store here.
That would be strange. Like it would traveling. Sound like, no. It would sound like the money's walking over there.
That
would be kind of weird. But no, this word go to or this phrase go to means that when money goes to somebody or something, the money will be used for that reason or for that person.
They get the money.
Yeah. They get the money. So like if it goes to the boss, that means the boss gets the money. If it goes to helping poor people, it means maybe you're giving it to a group that helps people to live better lives, something like that. All right, so going back to our article. Well, Simon is hearing about this service charge and how it does not go to the server, it goes to the boss, and Simon doesn't look happy.
Hmm.
He says, that's not really fair. Should I leave some money? That's a good question. And what does he mean when he says fair? Well, fair is our next vocab word. It is an adjective spelled F-A-I-R, fair. So let's find out what that means. Okay, so if you hear somebody say something is fair, it means that thing is equal or it's a good thing for everyone. It means that in a situation, everybody is getting something good out of this. Nobody is getting a worse deal than the other person. If you say something is unfair or not fair, it means somebody in that situation is getting hurt by it or they are getting less than another person. In this case, Simon thinks it's not fair that the servers don't get the money. So things that might be a fair thing to do would be like sharing food, or if you have more than one kid, you love your kids the same way, that's fair. Or everyone being under the same law is all fair. And if you have this as a noun form, it's fairness with N-E-S-S on the end. So here's an example sentence for you. My brother watches TV, but I have to wash the dishes. It's not fair. My brother watches TV, but I have to wash the dishes. It's not fair. Okay, so he says it's not fair, and he's thinking like, well, the server should get something, so he asks if he should leave some money.
Okay, so basically leave money here kind of means what it says there. He will actually put the money on the table, but it also means to give some other money to someone else, all right? We can use this verb leave in lots of different ways, but let's just talk about it. It's a verb, it's spelled L-E-A-V-E, leave. Now, just like with go to, leave is normally used when we talk about traveling places, right? You go to your friend's house, and then after being there an hour or two, you might leave the friend's house and come home. But here, again, we're not using it in that kind of way. To leave here basically means to give something to someone or to put something somewhere that someone will find it before you go away, before you leave, all right? For example, if you come home from school, you might go to your room and then leave your books in your room, leave your bag in your room before you go out to the kitchen, to the bathroom, to go to another place. You won't bring that thing with you. You'll put it down. It will stay there so that when you come back, it will be there. If we're talking about leaving money, well, maybe I owe someone money. I want to give them their money back. but they're not at home. They're not at work. So I might put it on their desk or take it to their house and give it to someone and then walk away. But I know that it's there. I put it down there. When they come back, they should be able to find it in the same place. For example, Jacqueline left her cat with her friend before she went on vacation. Jacqueline left her cat with her friend before she went on vacation. She probably took the cat to the friend's house the day before she went to the airport. So Simon was asking if he should leave some extra money as a tip for the waitress, but Lucia says, if you do, the staff will give it back. You see, they don't do it the same way they do in Canada or America, so the staff will think, oh, you forgot your money. They'll say, sir, come back. Here's your money. You left it on the table. They won't understand that you're leaving it there for the server. And this seems to surprise Simon. He's quite shocked to learn this, to learn that the staff at the restaurant will give it back. What are the staff? They're just the workers in a business. We can call those people the workers, the employees, or the staff.
Right. So I guess that's it for our article today. We're going to come back for day two tomorrow, but before we go to review time, let's take a look at our magic box. We'll be right back with you.
Magic box, 找亮点。
嗨，大家好，我是 Peggy。Though, T-H-O-U-G-H, 这个字大家一定不陌生，有看过。它有虽然、尽管、不过、可是的意思，跟 but 有点像。但是呢 ，though 这个字其实有两种用法，一个是副词，一个是连接词。大家千万要分清楚，才不会用错咯。我们常常看到，有时可以跟 but 互相代换的 though 是连接词的 though。在使用的时候，通常会放在句子的开头或是中间。比如说 ，I really enjoy the movie, though there are some parts I don't understand. I really enjoy the movie, though there are some parts I don't understand. 我很喜欢这部电影，虽然有些地方我看不太懂。或是 ，Though we are just a small country, we have a long and rich history. Though we are just a small country, we have a long and rich history.虽然我们是一个小小的国家，但我们拥有精彩且悠久的历史。或者，我们也可以在 though 前面加一个 even， 变成 even though， 就变成了即使的意思。像是 Luke still came to school today for this exam, even though he was really sick. Luke still came to school today for the exam, even though he was really sick.即使他病得很重 ，Luke 今天还是抱病来学校考试。那我们也常常看到在句子后面加一个逗点，然后再加上一个 though， 那又是怎么回事呢？这是个好问题。这时候的 though 就不是连接词，而是副词喽。这个 though 跟前面的 though 的意思差不多，只是词性不太一样。既然它是副词，就不能拿来连接两个句子，只能放在句尾当做补充，像是这个句子。I really enjoy the movie. I don't like the ending, though. I really enjoy the movie. I don't like the ending, though. 我很喜欢这部电影，但是我不喜欢结局。这个用法在口语中也常常用到，我们马上就来试试看吧。十项全能的 Jessica， 数学、科学、英文都很好，但她很不会唱歌。把 though 放在句尾，要怎么造句呢？自己试试看，答案马上揭晓咯。
The answer is, Jessica is good at math, science, and English. She is terrible at singing, though.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so we're here for review time today on day one, and today we are going to play a little bit of word association.
Oh, okay, just to review, yummy, boss, fair, and leave
were
our word power words, so hopefully Kat will be giving me some questions that I can use one of those words to answer, otherwise I might get it wrong.
Well, I'm just going to be giving you one word
okay.
at a time.
So All right.
Let's see what I can
do. And I have to think of what word power word kind of matches with the word that you say. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Let me think.
Okay.
Equal.
Equal.
or...
The same.
Yeah.
Balanced.
Sharing.
Fair.
Fair, very
fair.
Good.
You want to share, fair, you want to share things in a fair way, right?
Right.
Give everyone the same so that no one feels left out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. One more, let me think.
Please, please.
I'm
doing so well so far.
Food.
Food.
Food or
I leave food?
Taste?
Well, you might leave food for a cat or a dog, right? Your mom might leave food.
Mm-mm. Taste.
But you leave other things. Leave. Taste and, yeah, that doesn't work. Taste your boss? No, you don't want to do that.
No,
yummy.
I don't want to taste
boss. Things taste yummy.
That's
food
right.
Tastes yummy too.
Good job.
Bosses don't taste yummy.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
That wouldn't work. And bosses aren't food.
Yeah, bosses aren't food. Please don't eat your boss.
As much as you might not like your boss, do not eat your boss.
Okay, I think that's all we've got time for today.
You mean it's time to leave?
Yeah, it's time to leave.
Well, you're the boss.
Well, I guess, in this case. All right, so that means we're going to be back with you for day two, and we will see you tomorrow.
Are we accepting tips tomorrow?
I guess we'll have to talk about that.
All right, we'll see.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Culture Shock.
To tip or not to tip.
Simon and Lucia are just finishing a meal in a restaurant.
That was yummy.
I'll get the bill.
Simon looks at the bill.
It's 683 NT dollars, so that means the tip is...
Simon tries to think.
I hate maths.
Remember, we don't tip in Taiwan.
Right. I always forget.
But in many restaurants, there's often a 10% service charge. Look.
Lucia points at the bill.
Oh, I see. But it's still really cheap to eat here.
The tip is more in the US and Canada, too.
Lucia remembers paying a bill in Canada. She's taking lots of money out of her wallet.
I should eat at home more.
The memory ends.
This service charge isn't really a tip, though. The money typically goes to the boss.
That's not really fair. Should I leave some money?
If you do, the staff will give it back.
Word power!
Yummy. Yummy. Jonas made a yummy dinner of beef noodles. Everyone enjoyed it very much. Jonas made a yummy dinner of beef noodles. Everyone enjoyed it very much. Boss. Boss. Frank was a waiter here before, but now he's the boss of the restaurant. Frank was a waiter here before, but now he's the boss of the restaurant. Fair. Fair. My brother watches TV, but I have to wash the dishes. It's not fair. My brother watches TV, but I have to wash the dishes. It's not fair. Leave, 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 left, left. Jacqueline left her cat with her friend before she went on vacation. Jacqueline left her cat with her friend before she went on vacation.
认识智慧
Typically, staff.